On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic continue to affect the Irish economy. The Restaurants Association of Ireland says the hospitality sector should be looking abroad for the solution to staff shortages. Donegal County Council has been told it'll not be possible to have an external report on the purchase of five houses in Buncrana by the end of the month. And it's thought locally that a previous decision to scrap health boards without any replacement was a mistake. That's according to the former CEO of the Northwestern Health Board. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. We're turning to our top story though. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic continue to affect the Irish economy. The central bank says turmoil in Europe has reduced household incomes, led to higher costs for businesses and hindered Ireland's economic recovery. Michael Dooley has more.
The central bank has said the average inflation rate for the rest of the year will be 6.5%. A rate of 6.9% was recorded last month, the highest in nearly 40 years. Yota Deli, professor of economics at UCD, says economists' biggest fear is the increasing of wages in line with inflation rates.
Increasing prices with demand for more wages, the cost of production is increasing. When the cost of production is increasing, prices increasing even more. And we enter into this negative spiral.
The central bank predicts Ireland's domestic economy will grow by 4.8% in 2022. Economist Jim Power says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is driving economic fallout.
There is obviously growing pressure to eliminate oil and gas imports from Russia. The economic fallout from that for Europe would be very, very significant.
The hospitality industry is still recovering from COVID restrictions. The monthly unemployment rate for March 2022 was 5.5% for all people aged 15 to 74 years. Chairperson of the Licensed Vintners Association, Noel Anderson, says the new figures do not represent the struggles of the hospitality industry.
We lost third of the staff in the hospitality industry and we've been struggling to catch up since. To get people into our industry, we probably need to attract people from abroad.
The Oireachtas Tourism Committee will hear how there's an estimated 40,000 vacancies across the industry this afternoon.
Russia will never be forgiven for its invasion of Ukraine, according to the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar was speaking after Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky addressed a joint sitting of the Oireachtas. He called on Ireland to bring pressure to bear at European level to increase the sanctions on Russia and speed up EU membership for Ukraine. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had this message for Vladimir Putin during the joint sitting.
But for those responsible for this conflict, we have a simple message from this House. Your actions will never be forgotten. They will never be forgiven. Thanks to the power of modern media, we've seen what you've done. You've made yourselves outcasts in the international community. You've strengthened Ukrainian national identity. You've united Europe and the West. And you've made our values shine brighter ever still.
Well, as you've been hearing, the Restaurants Association of Ireland says the hospitality sector should be looking abroad for the solution to staff shortages. There's an estimated 40,000 vacancies in the hospitality sector, according to Fáilte Ireland. The Joint Committee on Tourism has heard the conditions for granting permits to potential workers are unrealistic and damage the industry. CEO of the RAI, Adrian Cummins, says Ireland should emulate other countries who've had successful international hiring drives.
I would recommend that our first port of call would be going to the Mediterranean, promoting Ireland as a destination to work. And we benchmark what we did as a country back during the crash. Canadians arrived in here to offer jobs to Canada. The Kempsley RDS set up their promotions and I think they brought nearly 20,000 Irish people to Canada at the time. I think we need to do a coordinated effort, not just in hospitality, but in other sectors as well.
Donegal County Council has been told it'll not be possible to have an external report on the purchase of five houses in Buncrana by the end of the month. In the meantime, the council says the matter has been referred to An Garda Síochána, the Department of Local Government and the Department of Justice. Officials stress the council will cooperate fully with any external reviews. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Finance Director Richard Gibson told members the council had requested quotations from audit firms for the provision of a review of the process followed in connection with the purchase of five houses at the Ancranla estate in Buncranna. He said the hope was to have a full report by Friday, April 29th. With that in mind, Mr. Gibson said last Monday had been identified as the deadline for quotations. However, while some informal contacts had been made, he said no formal quotations were received, and that suggests more time may be needed. A number of members said if that's the case, then more time should be given. Councillor Jerry McMonagall said there had been an SPC meeting some weeks ago at which a very comprehensive verbal report was given. He requested that the report be circulated in written form. Officials said that would be done when those minutes have been ratified. Meanwhile, Councillor Nicholas Crossan said accusations have been made which have left members sitting under a cloud, and he wants that issue addressed and clarified for once and for all.
It's thought locally that a previous decision to scrap health boards without any replacement was a mistake. That's according to the former CEO of the Northwestern Health Board, Pat Harvey, who has been reacting to the introduction of six new regional health areas. Yesterday, the government approved the creation of the regional health structure as part of a major reform of the health system. Mr. Harvey says local accountability is very valuable.
I always thought that there was a need for some tidying up of the way the health service ran. But I always thought that doing away with the health boards threw the baby out with the bathwater. I was always concerned that some place like the Northwest would lose out in terms of being just one area, part of an overall countrywide area, one part of a countrywide administration. And the Northwest is unique, and its needs are unique, and the response that's needed is unique. So I always thought that there was a need for local administration. So The reintroduction of some sort of devolved administration is welcome as far as I'm concerned. I think the rules will always be set centrally, but that doesn't mean that the operation of services shouldn't be managed locally. If you go back to the health board days, I used to have to stand up as CEO once a month and account for my stewardship. I think that that sort of formula serves the system in the Northwest very well. I could be asked anything about cancer services, waiting lists, queues in A&E, whether a place was clean enough in some day centre in the Northwest or whatever it may be. I think that local accountability is very valuable. That's managing the service on a day-to-day basis. You're still going to have most of the rules dictated by the centre.
The HSC is warning its waiting list targets may not be met this year due to the recent hospital situation. A €350 million plan was recently announced, which would reduce them by 18% by December. But the HSC says the recent rise in emergency department attendances and the number of COVID patients in hospital will negatively impact on this. Chief Executive Paul Reid will give this warning to the Oireachtas today. Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley, who is chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP committee, says hospitals have been very curtailed over the past 2 months.
The day-to-day working of the hospital has basically come to a standstill. So any waiting list diagnostic procedures, waiting lists for outpatients, all of these will have been seriously hindered by this. So I unfortunately feel that this most recent surge, thankfully it hasn't caused excess COVID deaths, but I think there will be excess deaths because of non-COVID issues, and unfortunately the waiting list will ultimately be a casualty.
A Donegal deputy has described the fish weighing situation in Killybegs as madness. It's after yet another boat left the port without landing its catch due to landing rules by the SFPA, which insists on fish being weighed without water. Deputy Pearce Doherty raised the issue with the Taoiseach in the Dáil this afternoon. He lobbied Micheál Martin to put pressure on Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue to find a resolution.
Taoiseach, on Friday, a Danish vessel full of blue whiting was prevented from landing at Killybegs Harbour due to the approach that's been taken by the SFPA in how they're weighing the fish. And yesterday, a Norwegian fishing vessel was also prevented from landing at Killybegs. 54 workers were told that there was no work for them in the processing factory and were sent home. And today, Taoiseach, as we speak here, that same Norwegian vessel, the Ingrid Magella, is pulling in to the port of Derry, which operates under the same EU rules that Killybegs operate. 950 tonnes of fish will be offloaded of that vessel, And later today, there will be 40 lorry loads travelling from Derry down to Killybegs with those fish to be processed. Now, Taoiseach, that is an example of stupidity and madness. It is a situation that is unacceptable. We understand that a third fishing vessel has decided not even to attempt to land at Killybegs and is now steaming back to Norway. So there's a huge damage to our industry, huge damage to jobs, and I'm asking you to instruct Minister Charlie McConnell to intervene, because there is a solution here that the High Court has identified.
In response, the Taoiseach defended Minister McConnell's efforts.
First of all, I would say that Minister McConnell has been very active in engaging with the fisher industry in relation to all of these issues, and in ensuring a pathway to a more structured relationship with the European Commission into the future than we've had in the past, which has caused a lot of these difficulties. And I know that he's very aware of these issues and is engaging with all concerned to bring a resolution to them.
These are jobs. You're talking about climate change. 40 lorries from Derry to Killybegs. It makes no sense, Taoiseach. It's ridiculous.
Poor conditions, pensions, equipment and excessive administration are being blamed for a looming retention crisis within an Garda Síor Conaire. It comes as nearly a quarter of Gardaí who left the job last year resigned rather than retired. So far in 2022, 25 Gardaí have walked away from their posts, sparking concerns about the level of morale in the force. Vice President of the Garda Representative Association, Brendan O'Connor, says the issue is being felt here in Donegal.
Certainly numbers are falling, and that's been felt across the country, and particularly in places like Donegal, where we see a severe depletion in frontline units, and the members that are left behind are working harder, less people doing more work and feeling the strain. So it's becoming a bit of a vicious circle, because those who are left behind are getting a bit disillusioned, so they're probably more inclined to retire or maybe leave and seek alternative employment, because of course the conditions and service of employment have certainly decreased over the years, and the conditions are not what they used to be. So maybe more junior, younger people see options outside the organisation and are more inclined to resign. The Guards was considered a job for life. That seems to have changed.
And what is the root of the problem? There seems to be a myriad of problems. Like, we do know that there's a major recruitment campaign by An Garda Síor Conaire underway. Will that help alleviate this situation from developing further, do you think?
Well, it might stem the hemorrhage, but it won't address the fundamental problems are, I suppose, that if you speak to members, that they are increasingly finding it a less desirable occupation or career, and I suppose the demographics have changed, that people are joining later in life. They might have more life experience and they have seen other places of employment and are really looking at the Guard and what they're exposed to, the workload, the trauma, the lack of support, the lack of training, and just, I suppose, low morale and a bit of disillusionment. And people are saying there's other options out there.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with colleges football, and St Eunan's beat De La Salle of Waterford 3-2 earlier this afternoon to lift the Dr Tony O'Neill Cup as National Senior Schools Champions. Letterkenny side were 2-1 down early in the second half, but it was Tiernan Brown's penalty in injury time which gave St Eunan's a dramatic win to take a seventh National Senior Cup success. The other goals were scored by Nathan Plum and Noah Barrett. St Eunan's manager Michael Kelly told Kevin Egan afterwards that his side showed great character and belief.
This team is supposed, like any team, if you concede, you know, you think you're not going to score, or, you know, goals change games. I thought the goals were sloppy from our part, avoidable. Two set pieces. I thought our three goals, well, penalty, great penalty. I thought our three goals were fantastic. You just want players to keep believing, keep believing, keep believing, and that's where the character come in, and their character's been unreal since the start. So that didn't just happen today. When you fulfill your potential, there's nothing like it. You believe, you excel on the pitch, and you just have a lifetime. That's their immortal moments. Absolutely phenomenal.
And what was your mindset as to where you were standing over the penalty there at the end? Confident or fearful, or what were you expecting?
I was expecting Tiernan to score. Unbelievable left foot, unbelievable mentality. He's tough as teak. Obviously, you have a wee bit of nerves, but no, Tiernan Brown, I'll tell you. He's a man. He's just a man.
Yeah, and he was the man that secured that National Senior Schools Cup for St Union's once again. By the way, there will be a homecoming for the All-Ireland Champions this evening at St Union's College in Letterkenny, and it's due to get underway at around 8:30 tonight. In other colleges football, FAI Schools' first-year boys' Ulster Cup final was won today by the Loretto Community School of Milford. That's the under-14 age bracket. They defeated Rosses Community School at the Letterkenny Community Centre by 4-1. Seamus Coleman is back in contention for Everton, who are away to Burnley in the Premier League relegation clash tonight. The Republic of Ireland captain missed the defeat to West Ham on Sunday due to illness. The Clarets are second from bottom, but could go 1 point behind the Toffees, who are just above the relegation places. Kick-off at Turf Moor is at 7:30. Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel's called for a big reaction from his players when they host Real Madrid in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final tonight. He says they've talked openly and set new targets following Saturday's shock 4-1 Premier League defeat to Brentford. Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti will be in the dugout at Stamford Bridge after recovering from COVID. 8 o'clock is the start time in London for that game, and it's also the same kickoff time for tonight's other quarter-final involving Villarreal and Bayern Munich. While in the English Championship, there's a handful of matches tonight. Among them, leaders Fulham go to Middlesbrough, and West Brom are hosting second-place Bournemouth. Match tonight as well in the Ulster Senior League. Derry City Reserves making the trip to Garda Keegan as they play Monaghan United. And in the Donegal Junior League, Milford United will play Kerrykeel 71 Club in another derby fixture in Division 1 of the Sunday action. That game tonight is at 6:30. And Finn Harps are urging supporters to get their tickets early ahead of the big derby clash with the league leaders Derry City this coming Saturday. Home tickets are currently on sale online on the Finn Harps website until they sell out. Harps fans are asked to buy their tickets as soon as possible to avoid disappointment. Now, should any remaining home tickets be available at the weekend, they will be sold outside the Aldi entrance between 2 and 4 on Saturday, but the club are expecting the game to be a sellout by then. Away tickets for the match for the Derry City supporters have now sold out. In Gaelic games, the Donegal Ladies chase a first senior title this Sunday when they play Meath in the Lidl National League Division 1 final at Croke Park. The expenses issue, which has been ongoing in the men's game over the last number of weeks, has now been highlighted among the ladies section. Maxie Kern is Donegal's senior manager. He feels there is a long road ahead before parity is achieved.
It's still a million miles away from where the girls are at, and Donegal County Board have been absolutely brilliant. In the 5 years I've been here, they've given us everything we've asked for. You know, in terms of the resources, we have got everything that we ever looked for. So this is a national issue, and one of the headlines in the paper was the boys get 65 centimile, the girls will be lucky to get 5. You know, that's just the way it is. The men get majority of their money from the attendance at their games throughout the year. You know, the LDFA don't get that, and you know, we're dependent largely on the corporate sector and a bit of local fundraising to try and get something for the girls. They do get something at the end of the year, but with the way the fuel costs have gone at the minute, it's a massive issue. And look, we are putting a big push on locally in a bit of a fundraising campaign to try and raise a pot of money that to go towards reimbursing the girls for their out-of-pocket expenses. You know, there's girls spending €120 a week at the minute to get to training, and look, that's just too much for a student or a young girl to be out-of-pocket. It's 2 days' work and a part-time job, whatever. So that's the big thing ahead for the game, is to try and get the girls up to a level where they're not out-of-pocket. We don't expect to get to 65 centimile, but we would love to get to a stage where they're not playing the game at their own cost.
And there's more from Maxie Kern available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. You can watch that interview in full where he talks about obviously the expenses plus the big league final against Meath, which is taking place this coming Sunday afternoon. 4 o'clock in Croke Park is the throw-in time there. He also talks about the recent additions to the squad, where Mavill player Niamh Higgerty is back in the fold, as is Tanya Kennedy, who has returned to the county and has been training with the Donegal senior ladies. Meanwhile, Meath manager Eamon Murray says player of the year Vicky Wall is set to move to the AFLW. He says Wall is likely to head to Australia in the month of September. However, Murray has criticised the game of Australian rules, where he has said it has no skill at all. Finally, the golf, Rory McIlroy will bud for a career Grand Slam at the Masters this week. The tournament starts in Georgia tomorrow. McIlroy has, of course, won the Open Championship, the US Open and the USPGA, but he's not claimed a major title in 8 years. He says it's important not to take too many risks at Augusta this weekend.
Knowing that if you hit a wedge to 20 or 30 feet, that's okay. Middles of greens, you know, you hole a few putts, that's what it's about. It's about hitting greens. It's about playing to the fat part of the green, being somewhat conservative. I think that's what wins you Masters. I mean, obviously, you see the highlights of people hitting, you know, heroic golf shots around here, but, you know, that's just one golf shot. You know, the rest of the time they're doing the right things and they're being patient and being disciplined, and, you know, that's what wins you green jackets.
And that's your sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Catherine.
Oshin weather now. Very windy this evening and early tonight. The showers will become mainly confined to coastal areas tonight, with drier and clear weather developing elsewhere. Cold tonight too, with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. Closing headlines now. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic continue to affect the Irish economy. The central bank says turmoil in Europe has reduced household incomes, led to higher costs for businesses and hindered Ireland's economic recovery. The Restaurants Association of Ireland says the hospitality sector should be looking abroad for a solution to staff shortages. And Donegal County Council has been told it'll not be possible to have an external report on the purchase of 5 houses in Buncrana by the end of the month. That's it for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Wednesday evening, the 6th of April. The death has taken place of Mary McGinley, Naismith, Karlsruhe, Germany, and formerly of Kilternan, County Dublin. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough Clifford, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margaret Massey, Greta, Nima Goldrick, Strabane. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday at 9:30 in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, followed by burial in Strabane Cemetery. House private, family flowers only please, donations in lieu of flowers to Cat Protection Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Harold Harry Vance, 25 Clemens Court, Waterside, and formerly of Convoy. Funeral service will be held in his home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in Ballyone Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of flowers if wished to Friends of Alt na Galvan, Ward 41. The death has occurred of Brendan Doherty, 1 Bonamain Bridge End, and formerly 22 The New Cottages, Burnfoot. His remains are reposing at the residence of his daughter Mary Doherty in Crislamore, Burnfoot. Removal on Friday morning at 10:15 to St Mura's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Brendan's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to Surgical 1, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Cathal Dugan, Mahershan Valley, Castle Finn, County Donegal. Cathal is reposing at his late residence in Mahershan Valley, Castle Finn today until 10 p.m. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.
House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. The mass can be viewed on the Ernie Castlefin Facebook page. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, Ballyheeny, Malin Head. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Malin Head, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. House private pleas at the request of the deceased. And the death has taken place of Jacques Mandelbroit. His remains are reposing at his daughter, Dr. Muriel Sweeney's residence in Crumlin Ardra, followed by private cremation. Family home and funeral home are private to family only, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.